to rise up and fight or put out a fire that was raising up by the British Army. And they rose to the occasion and they fought off the enemy. Many of them died. We remember places like Bunker Hill and Yorktown. People that came from everywhere to fight for freedom. Today, there was somebody that left the splendor of glory and came and fought for your freedom today. Do you understand that? I said, do you understand that? Freedom is free, but it costs something. Freedom is free, but it costs something. It costs the blood of God's Son. Cost the blood of God's Son. And men paid that great sacrifice of their own blood to ensure freedom, to bring freedom to this great nation. And we are the nation that we are today because many people left the comfortableness of their life and their lifestyle, and they stepped out the boundaries of their own comfort, and they went to a foreign shore, or they went somewhere and they fought for freedom, to preserve freedom. So today we are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. Maybe we don't all have it all together, but we are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. You are blessed. You're blessed today that you have this right, that you have this freedom. Why do we continue, therefore, in the sins that have bound us when Jesus said we can be free? We can be free. Why do we continue in the things that hold us down when Jesus says you can have freedom? So today, is it all right? Okay. Can everybody hear me? Oh, you have to hear me. I got a big mouth. Listen, if I didn't have anything, you would hear me. Okay. I got an amen out of Roy. I'd like for you to turn your Bible to Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. If you have your Bible and you're at Luke chapter 13, say amen. I declare freedom over you today. I declare freedom over you. These kids have been free this week to worship God and to free. And this freedom that they sought, this hunger and this thirst that's risen up inside of them has created more freedom in their life. And I believe a lot of that comes from just hanging with the one who really sets us free. Hanging with Jesus. And that's what these kids have been doing all week long. And I may just read these scriptures and this may be it. But today, I believe that God does want to set us free. I believe God does really want to set us free. Amen. We're bound by different things in this nation. We're a free nation, but we're bound. We struggle with our freedom, and we live in a free nation. We struggle with our freedom, and we live in a free nation. We struggle as individuals with our freedom, and we live in a free nation. So in Luke chapter 13 and verse 10, everybody there say amen. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. And she was bent over and could in no wise raise herself up. This woman walked this way. I saw a lady in the city of Norton yesterday, the streets of Norton. And this lady I've seen many times. I think she used to work at Magic Mart. I don't even know her name, but many of you would know her name. She walks stooped over. She has, you know, blonde hair. And she was out there on the, up there, the wall. And she's walking that walking path down through there. And she was just walking up a storm. But she was walking bent over. This woman here. And Luke chapter 13, that came to the synagogue while Jesus was teaching on the Sabbath day, this woman was has a spirit of infirmity. She was bound by a spirit of infirmity. In other words, the enemy had her bound. Had her bound where she couldn't raise herself up. She couldn't raise herself up because she was bound by this spirit of infirmity. An infirmity is an ailment or a disease. It's an imperfection in the body or in our character. It's an unhealthy, disabilitated state that people can find themselves in. We call that an infirmity. Something that binds us or bounds us or restricts us or restrains us. Something that limits or puts boundaries on our life or draws a boundary line to our freedom. Lacking power, disability, frailty, or moral weakness, that's what an infirmity is. It's found 22 times in the Bible. You hear the word infirmity or reference in singular or plural to the word infirmity, but it's something that restricts us or binds us or holds us from the purpose on the plan of God. It's something that holds us down, restricts us, or restrains us. But I remember in the book of Luke, in chapter 4 of the book of Luke, where Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has sent me to set the captive free." You see, today Jesus has come to set the captive free. He's come to set you free. Free from your sin. Free from those things that restrict you and bind you and hold you. Obey things that put boundaries on you and restrictions on you. God wants you to be free. His children are free and free indeed. God wants us to be free to worship. God wants us to be free to pray and to praise. God wants us to be free to witness. God wants us to be free to lay hands on the sick. God wants us to be free in our minds, free in our spirits, so we can walk in the purpose and plan that God has for us. Do you believe that God has a plan and purpose for you? Well, let's finish there. And the Bible said, "But when Jesus saw her, He called her to Him." Now, Jesus is looking at people this morning. You're saying, "Well, I don't see Jesus anywhere. He's here. He is here. I don't have to ask, Betty, is Jesus here?" Jesus is here. I mean, you may not be feeling Jesus, but Jesus is here. He's here. Jesus is here. Why is He here? To set you free. He's here to set you free. These kids had freedom this morning to come forward and worship God in spirit and in truth. But there were some of us today here in this building that wanted to do that, but you didn't. I'm afraid of what people would think. So sometimes we're bound by our fears. We're bound by the fear of what people think. Listen, when you stand before the Creator of heaven and earth and give an account of your life, existence before the Lord, you're not going to stand there and blame people because you didn't react to God's Spirit and His leadership because you were afraid of what people might think. We got to get free of worrying about what people think about us. As a ministry, we got to get free of what people think about us. We've been called to do work. We've been called to walk in a purpose and plan of God. To really walk in that, in the depth that God wants us to walk in. We got to be free. We got to be free from the worry of what people think about us. Wow. And He called her to Him. Jesus is calling some people to Him today. And He said unto her, "Woman, this is what I declare over you today." He called her unto Him. And she was bent. And she couldn't in no wise straighten herself up. She was bent, and no wise could she straighten herself up. But Jesus called her to Himself. And He said, "Woman," He laid hands on her and said, "You are loosed from your infirmity. You are loosed from your infirmity." There's some of you today, you need a touch of God on your mind and on your spirit that sets you free from the boundaries that hold you down. You're going to spend your whole lifetime and one day just wandering through the wilderness. Such a powerful story. People wandering through their wildernesses, and their people spend their whole life wondering what it would have been if they had been totally free. Listen, you don't spend your life wondering what that freedom is about. Spend your life walking in that freedom. Spend your life serving God in that freedom. Woman, you're loosed. And He laid His hands on her, and immediately she was made straight. And glorify God. Immediately she was made straight and glorify God. I said immediately she was made straight and glorify God. Oh yeah. I said instantly she was made straight and she gave God the glory and she gave God the praise. Jesus laid hands on her and she was made whole. Immediately she was made straight. Now some of you here need some things straightened out in your life too. You need some straightening out in your life, and it's things that ways that doctors can't straighten you out. Ways that psychologists and psychiatrists can't straighten you out. Listen, there are things that you need straightened out in your life. There are things that God needs to straighten out in your life. There's things that God needs to set straight in your life. There are things that God needs to set straight in your life and in your walk with Him. Jesus is able to straighten your life out. Can I tell you that Jesus is the only one that can truly straighten you out? People, listen, people have been working on you for years. Go ahead and just sit down. Just sit down. I can feel people getting tired. People have been working on you for years trying to do things to straighten your life out. You've gone here, you've gone there. You've searched here and you've searched there. Surely this will straighten me out. Surely if I get the right boy or the right girl, the right woman or man in my life, that'll straighten my life out. That could imprison your life worse. Somebody said, I was free until I got married. I don't mean that in a bad way. I thank God for this awesome other best half of my life right here. She's the best half of my life. But some of you are looking in all the wrong places for the right things, and you're not going to find the right things in the wrong places. You need to look in the right place for the right thing. And this woman who had been bound for 18 years, that's a long time to be bound, Odie. That's a long time to be oppressed and be restricted by what was pulling you down in life and eventually would take you out. Like the woman in the Bible with the issue of blood. An issue of blood. She'd gone everywhere looking for doctors. She'd gone here and she'd gone there. She'd run out of money. She'd run out of time. She'd run out of this and she'd run out of that. Listen, her family just sort of wrote her off and said, well, that's the way she's going to be. That's the way she's going to end up. But I don't receive that today. I don't receive that. I don't receive that over your life. 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 Quit accepting what the devil has told you. It's time for you to be free. Quit wearing a label the devil has put on you. You don't have to die under that label. I don't care how many grandpas and grandmas. I don't care how many kinfolk died under that label. You don't have to die under that label. Jesus come to set you free. He come to set you free from labels. Oh, she said, I've gone all these years, 12 years, I'm no better. But she said, I know a man is coming my way today. And if somehow or another I can get to him, I know I'll be made whole. See, there's something you've got to get in your spirit. I know. I want you to shout, I know. There's something I know. Say, there's something I know. Come on, mean it like you say it like you mean it. There's something I know. Do you know something, Grant? Do you know something? Do you know something? Oh, the man that was set free from his blindness. And religious leaders were arguing with him about him seeing. And who was it that healed him? Oh, and who was to blame for his problem and his sickness? And Jesus said, the man said to his crowd or his audience, well, I don't know about this. I don't know about all that. But this one thing I know. 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 Do you know one thing? Do you know one thing? Do you know one thing? Everybody say, I know one thing. I was blind, but now I see. I was blind, but now I see. Nobody has to tell me if I'm seeing or not. I was blind. I was stone blind. But now I see. Oh, I know that. Something you got to know. You got to know. Paul says, I know in whom I believe. I know. Let's say, I know. I know. This woman said, I know. If I can get to Jesus, I'll be made whole. Somebody said, he raises the dead to life. Oh, somebody said that he even walked on water. Somebody said, touches the lepers and they're healed. Somebody said he causes the lame to walk. Somebody said he opens the ears of the deaf. He opens the eyes of the blind. Somebody said that he can do these things. I'm ministering to a group of people that just hasn't heard what he has done, but you know what he has done. And what he's done for somebody else, he's getting ready to do for you. I said what he's done for somebody else, he's getting ready to do for you. Calm it down, Pastor. Calm it down. 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 Let's just keep it in the park. Keep it in the park. Listen, God's ready to take something out of the park. God's getting ready to hit a long ball in somebody's life right here. Oh, if I can get to him, I know that I'll be made whole. I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. Everybody say, I know, I know, I know. I know, I know, I know, I know. If I can get to Jesus, I'll be made whole. So she pressed through her circumstances and the crowd that blocked his view. She saw the boundary. She saw the boundary. You see, there was a boundary drawn around Jesus. There were so many people that nobody could get to him. Everywhere Jesus went, there were so many people around him that nobody could get to Jesus. You had to get there early to get a good seat, in other words. And she came late. But how many knows that God's never late? You may feel like you're late. Oh, but you came just on time. I said you may feel like you're late, but you came just on time. You may feel like the building's closed. You may feel like the exit, the building's closed. You may feel like the blessings are closed and no way I can get in. No way I can get through that crowd. How am I going to get to Jesus? So she pushed her way. She pressed. That's not a light word. That means she gave it everything she got. She pressed through the crowd. She pressed through the crowd. She pressed through the crowd. She pressed through the snarls. She pressed to the skeptics. She pressed to the naysayers. She pressed to the doubters. She pressed through the religious people. She pressed through all her issues. She pressed through. She pressed through. She pressed through. She pressed through. And finally, there was enough space that she could reach through. She could reach through that crowd. She says, I know if I just touch him, I'll be made whole. Something you got to know today. You can't come to Jesus and say, well, I doubt if he'll ever help me. I've had people tell me that before. I doubt if the Lord could ever help me. You're the right person that he's looking for. And she touched him immediately. Power flowed out of the body of Jesus like a lightning bolt. Hit her in her body. Went to the source of her problem. Went to her issue because she'd hemorrhaged for 12 years. Immediately the power of Jesus. The power, the virtue of Jesus flowed out of his body and into her body. And immediately, everybody say immediately. Jesus didn't say, sit there and say, okay, let's go by this by 12 steps. You got to do these 3 steps first. You got to do this 5 steps first. 1 step, she reached out. Touched him. And immediately, everybody say it once. Immediately. At once the power, the presence of Jesus flowed out of his body and his being flowed into her life. And at once, listen, her issue ceased. And she was healed. And she knew that somebody had touched her. Immediately she knew that somebody, and immediately Jesus knew that somebody reached in faith and touched him. Because this woman said, I know. Don't go by what you feel, go by what you know. Go by what you know. Everybody say, go by what you know. Your feelings, how many knows your feelings will lie to you? Your feelings will lie to you. What you feel will lie. What you feel will lie. What you feel will lie. But what you know is different. What you know. What we know is Jesus come to set the captive free. Jesus come to heal and set free. Jesus come to open blinded eyes. Jesus come to all raise the dead. Jesus come. Jesus came. And when I read these collections of stories, it wasn't just something that happened in Jesus' day. It wasn't something that took place in Jesus' day. It's taking place in my day. It's taking place in your day. It's taking place right now. Jesus is here today. He's walking these aisles. He's reaching out. And he's calling to those, come to me. Come to me. God just took this and just flipped it around, so I'm about ready to leave it right here. And the great work of grace right now is getting ready to be ministered to people here today. And what God is going to do here today is far beyond, far beyond any great spectacle of fireworks. Oh, you know what? The church is what we have missed. We've missed the fireworks of His glory, the explosiveness of His glory inside of our spirit, because God wants to break people out. He wants to break you out. He wants to break you out. He wants to break you out. And listen, friend, if you've been incarcerated, there are people here today in this room that are incarcerated in your mind and your spirit and in your body. You want to be free, but you don't know how to get free. Jesus told you how to get free. Jesus told you He's the source of your freedom. He's going to set the captive free. He's going to break you out. Listen, you're some of you right there, incarcerated, imprisoned in your mind. Oh, listen, your praise is limited. Your praise is restricted. You can't praise God. You can't worship God. You can't pray. You can't witness, because this thing's got you bound up. Maybe you're bound by your past. Maybe today some of you in this room are bound by your past. But God can never use me. I've messed up too bad. You're the one God's looking for, because He's going to show His greater glory through you when He straightens you up. I said when He straightens you out. Because people will look at you and say, oh, did he not sell drugs down on the local corner? Did he not take drugs? Did he not beat his wife up? Was he not out of his mind on alcohol? Didn't she sell her body to all kinds of men? Didn't he sell his body to all kinds of women or men or vice versa? Did he not do that? And Jesus, when He gets a hold of you and He sets your heart free, He sets your heart free. I said He sets your heart free. I said He sets your heart free. Some of you need freedom. Oh, no wonder. Oh, and a gate called beautiful. A man whose life wasn't beautiful. A man who every day sat at the gate. Sat at the gate called beautiful. And he was lame. He'd been lame all his life. But one day was going to be different. Betty, I declare over you. I declare over you. You got to wrap your heart. You got to wrap your heart. I know you've gone through things. Don't leave me now. Listen, I know you're going through things. I know we get down. I know we get out. I know we feel punched out. I know we feel punched up. I know we feel beat up. But I'm here to remind you today that this day is going to be different. I declare over your life, today is going to be different. And if there were enough people here right now in this room that wouldn't worry about the hot dogs or the hamburgers or the barbecue or the fireworks or, listen, the parades or this or that, just worry about what Jesus wants to do here right now, because Jesus is getting ready to set somebody free. Peter, John came to the temple. This man had been laid lame at the gate called beautiful. Wasn't anything beautiful about this man's life. I look at people's lives today, I see there's nothing beautiful about people's lives. Loneliness, heartache, hurt, unforgiveness, bitterness, turmoil, addiction, incarceration. People's lives are bound. This man at the gate was lame. Every day he got there, he had to have to depend on somebody to get him there. Peter and John came by his way, but this wasn't any other day. reached his hand or his cup to him and said, "Alms, alms for the poor." Peter and John fastened their eyes upon him as he reached out to them, and he fastened his eyes on them. He said, Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none. What you need can't be bought with money, friend. What you need can't be bought with money. It can't be bought with cheap. It can't be bought with cheap imitations. It can't be bought with religion. It can't be bought with pretense. It can't be bought." Listen, Jesus paid for your freedom. Oh, you were not bought with silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Jesus Christ have you been set free from your captivity today. How you can rejoice in your freedom and worship God like our kids today. I'm going to commend you today. Quit holding the brake on your life. Let the brake off. Let God, let go and let God do what He needs to do in your life. Quit putting boundaries around your faith. If you do this for me, God, I'll do that for you. If you do this for me, I'll do that for you. How about it? God, if you do nothing but save me, I'm going to serve you the rest of my day. I don't have to have a girlfriend. I don't have to have a boyfriend. I don't have to have money. I don't have to have a car. I don't have to have a house. I don't have to have all those. Just give me Jesus. Somebody say, "Give me Jesus." Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, in the name of Jesus. He took him by his hand, his right hand, and he lifted him up. And for the first time, strength and power came to his life. And his legs and his limbs began to straighten out. Oh, began to straighten out. His limbs that had been twisted began to straighten out. His life began to straighten out. When you give your life to Jesus, He'll straighten your life out. When you give your life to men, they'll start picking you apart. "Well, you got to quit this. You got to do that. You got to do this. You got to do that." Well, Jesus will take care of all that eventually. Friend, what you just need to do is come to Jesus. Don't come to a religious experience that's dry and empty, but give your life to Jesus completely, and He'll straighten your life out. He'll put something in your life that'll give you a reason to get up in the morning and say, "Wow, I can face today because He made my tomorrow." Silver and gold. This man began to leap. Praise God. Get the kinks out, brother. You're a Marine. You're supposed to be leading me. You're supposed to be shouting and leading me, not me leading you. I'm twice your age. He began to leap. Praise God. Because you got to realize this is the first time this man had ever done that. The man who was blind, that's the first time he saw. First time he had done that. The woman with the issue spent everything she had. That's the first time she felt powerful freedom from her issue in her life. So today, we leave it here, but not left here. Oh, well. How wonderful Jesus is. Everybody say, "How wonderful Jesus is." She was made straight, and she glorified God. And immediately, people in the synagogue, they began to talk about, indignation began to rise up and start talking about what Jesus did. The greatest voice of discouragement that I face as a pastor, as a ministry, is the voice that comes from religious people. It's the voice of people who have never preached with me. They've never been in the trenches with me. They've never fought with me. They've never battled with me. But yet they know it all about me. Oh, they know nothing. Not until you've been in the foxhole with somebody do you know who that person really is. Not until you've been in the battle with that person do you know who he really is. Quit judging people for their pain until you walk in their pain. Quit judging what people walk in until you walked in their shoes themselves. Jesus didn't come to judge you. He came to set you free from your judgment. Because we all deserve death. We all deserve death. We all deserve hell. But Jesus said you don't have to die in your sins. You don't have to die for the judgment of your sins. I've come to set you free. So, when God's people come together, yes, it is a celebrative moment. Every time we come together. Not always does the Spirit of God work in the same way, but there's powerful freedom to express our worship to God in the way that pleases God and gives Him the greater glory. Because God wants to set you free from your box. There are some of you today trying to worship God, and every time you go toward God, you hit the box. Hang on here, I'm finished. Every time you press forward in God, you hit the wall. Every time you press forward in God, you hit the ceiling. Because you've got a box around you. She was criticized, and Jesus was criticized. And people are going to criticize you if you're really about Jesus. If you're going along with the ride, the religious ride, you can fit in. You be comfortable. You make people comfortable with you. You be all right. I played that game for a while. Don't rock the boat. And even though I was a little bit considered rebellious and things, I really wasn't, because I was constrained and restricted and confined to a religious box. But in 1991... Jesus sent the Holy Spirit on a mission to set me free from what bound me, my past, my fears. My depression. There's some of us bound here. Some of us are bound. This verse, and I'm stopping here. And when he said these things, explaining to them that she was the son or the daughter of Abraham also. For 18 years she had been bound. But after the 18 years, after Jesus touched her, she was loose from what had bound her. And when he had said these things, all of his adversaries went out in shame. And all the multitude that was gathered around rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by Jesus that day. There are some of you here today. Been tied physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You've been bound. And today Jesus says, I'm going to set you free. I'm going to set you free. And then when you are free, then you start walking in that freedom. Do like these kids have been doing. You keep hanging out with God. That's the road to freedom. That's the road of freedom. You spend your time with God. When it's all said and done, that's all that's going to matter anyway, friend. Not that you were a millionaire, not that you did this, not did that. It's just what you did with your life with Jesus. That's what's going to matter. So today, He wants to set you free. I want you to be so free that when you sit watching fireworks tonight, If you did last night, maybe you'll watch them again. As you're watching these fireworks, that you'll realize suddenly that there are fireworks going off in my spirit. I'm really free to praise God and worship God. I don't worry about what men think about me. I'm not here to make you happy. I could have gone up there at McDonald's and bought everybody a Happy Meal. I'm not called to make you happy. I'm not called to fix you. But I am called to point you to freedom, where you can truly be set free and walk in this freedom, worship God in this freedom, set before God in this freedom, open His Word in this freedom, praise and lift your hands in freedom, shout and rejoice and dance in freedom. And surely, if a little child like Benaiah can find freedom and lift his hands when granddaddy used to scare him out of his gourd. But now, in the worship, he's just lifting those hands. And there are people sitting here, he don't know what he's doing. Wow. Man, do you need an awakening? This little kid knows what he's doing. When he's praising God, he's not looking at his problems. He's looking at the angels all around. That's right. He's looking at the angels dancing around up there. Do you ever see kids in a worship service just look up like that? Hannah used to do that. I told her, asked her one time, that was years ago, had her in my arm. I said, Hannah, what are you looking at? She says, I see Jesus. I said, whoa, what's he look like? He's got a white suit on. Nobody told her that. Did she see Jesus? Yes. She saw Jesus. I see Jesus this morning too. I see him high and lifted up. I see his train filling the temple. Oh, yes, I see his train filling the temple. I see his glory filling the temple. God was getting glory when these young kids were up here today, worshiping God, bouncing, and worshiping Jesus. So you all need that freedom today. You say, Pastor R, I'm just a quiet person. I'm not that kind of person. What kind of person are you? How many know we all got room to move up? Yes, we all got different personalities. We all not loudmouth like me. But believe it or not, I'm not loudmouthed as you think I am. I'm very quiet at home. I'm quiet until it comes to preaching, or quiet until it comes to witnessing and sharing the precious gospel of Jesus with people and letting them know that Jesus can set them free from their sin. So today, do you need to really be free? Can you stand to be more free? Loose her and let her go. Loose her and let her go. Spend the rest of your days praising Jesus, living for Jesus. Not confined, not restricted, not restrained, not incarcerated. Live your days praising Jesus. Praising Him with everything within you. Everything within you. Jesus, I pray today. Lord, in my own way that I know that naturally speaking that I fail. But Lord, not in the Spirit. Not in the Holy Spirit. So forgive me for my inadequacies. Forgive me for my shortcomings. And I pray, look, the words that I've spoken and the very thoughts and intents of my heart please you and be accepted to you. So, Father, I pray that men and women, boys and girls in this room today be drawn to you, whereby we can experience freedom at a depth and level that we have never experienced before. Where we can be healed, set free from our afflictions, our addictions, from our infirmities, from our struggles, from our pain, from our fears, from our past. that we can do this. In Jesus' name, I pray that people respond to the gospel today. I pray that this be a holy moment right now, that you'd focus everybody's minds on what needs to be focused on. And Lord, that people would not be distracted by the busyness of what their day, rest of their day would be like. Lord, all that will come to pass if the Lord wills it. But Lord, let us attend to the task at moment, the task at hand. We need freedom, Lord. We want you to do things in us, and we want you to do things in your people. We want you to do things. We want you to do things in this ministry, in this church, in this vision, Lord, that will amaze people. And people will look at this and say, how was that done? And so they'll give God glory and say, only the hand of God could have done that. Because this is just a group of ragtag soldiers. They're misfits. They're people that don't seem to blend when they do blend. They're people that don't seem to work out when they are working out. They're people that's been here and been there. People that's been disappointed. People that's been rejected. People that's been despised. But God, you're bringing a group of people together to do a greater work, so you'll receive a greater glory. So if you're here today and you need freedom in your life, you say, I am free. I give my life to Jesus. I don't doubt that one moment. But are you free? If you really need freedom in your life, more freedom in your life, slip your hand up with mine and say, Pastor, that's me. I'm going to be honest. I don't have to bow my head. I don't have to do this. I'm just going to be honest. You know what? I'm going to have to raise my hand. Look here. I'm going to have to raise my hand because I need greater freedom in my life. I need greater freedom in my life. Do you need freedom? Do you need to be more free? Slip your hand up with mine right there. Leave it up in the air. All over the room. Come on, just lift your hand up right now. God bless. God bless. Hands going up everywhere right now. Just lift your hand up. Just all over the room. Just more freedom. Lord, I need more freedom to worship you. I need more freedom. I've been letting things bind me up and tie me up and hold me down. I've looked depression. I've looked fear. I've looked anxiety. I've looked struggles. I've looked my family issues. I've let this, I've let that tie me up and hold me down. And today, Lord, I really want to experience freedom, that I can walk in a greater level of freedom. If that's you, this is the last time the Holy Spirit's calling. Raise your hand right now with mine and say, Pastor R, that's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. I'm going to linger right there a few seconds in the Holy Ghost right there. God's calling people right now. You've not raised your hand, but He's calling you. He's calling you right now. I know it. I know it. That I know it. I know it. I know it. Know it. Know it. Know it. Know it. Know it. I know it. Right now that He's called you. He's calling you right now. Slip your hand up with mine. Be honest. That's the first great step to your freedom, is acknowledgement. Remember what that woman said? The issue, I know if I can get to Jesus, I'll be made whole. Do you know that today? He said, I've tried it. Then give it to Him. Give it to Him. You're confined only by the walls that you build yourself. And we allow life to build around us and our circumstances to build around us. I'm going to get ready to say, I'm going to say one word here, and I'm going to shout freedom. I'm going to be like Braveheart, William Wallace. I'm going to shout freedom. I'm going to shout freedom. And when I shout that word freedom, if you want a greater depth of freedom in your spiritual life and in your life and your walk with God, I want you to just come. Let's bombard this altar together. Let's come like the soldiers and warriors that you are. You battled throughout your life. You battled throughout your life. You battled throughout your life. You struggled throughout your life. Now it's time to be free. It's time to be free. It's time to be free. Freedom! Let's get to our feet. If you want to be free, come on. Don't wait on somebody else. Don't wait on somebody else. Do you want to be free? Do you want to be free? I said, do you want to be free? Thank you. Do you want to be free? Lord, I want greater freedom in my life. I want more freedom in my life. If you're here that way, you feel that in your heart, come on right now. Let's all come around here right now. Let's celebrate the 4th of July. Let's celebrate Jesus today with greater freedom in my life. Amen. Freedom! Freedom! Freedom!
Freedom!
Some of you here are bound by judgment, by judgmental attitudes, unforgiveness. You're bound by a critical spirit. You need to be set free! Free! Freedom! Freedom! Judgment you judge shall be judged to you. Be careful how you judge.
Freedom, freedom.
Come on, freedom, freedom.
Freedom.
I believe if everybody obeyed the Holy Spirit of God right now, there'd be a breakout. There'll be a breakout.